If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is for us to greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the good things that God is doing for us here at Worth Baptist Church. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we are enjoying the blessings of God and a spiritual renewal during the days of summer. Already with today, 1 month of the summer season is history. We have 2 months remaining. 1 week from today, on July 1st, we are designating that Lord's Day as God and Country Day here in our Sunday school. We believe that our nation was founded upon the principles of the Bible and Christianity. During the season when we celebrate the 4th of July, the independence of our nation, we think we would do well by including God and the church in our celebration. After all, if we remove religious freedom from our freedoms in America today, our nation is completely gone. So 1 week from today, Sunday, July 1st, is designated for God and Country. And we give to you a special invitation to be with us 1 week from today. Perhaps you could come even today and visit with us in the Sunday School at 10 o'clock. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized and carefully supervised. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We invite you to come today and bring the whole family to the Sunday School hour at 10 o'clock. 2 weeks ago on Sunday night, I preached a message entitled Watergate, America's Number One Scandal. That message is now in print. To every adult attending the Sunday School today at Worth Baptist Church, we will give you a copy of the message, Watergate, America's Number One Scandal. So if you'll be in Sunday School today, you can have a free copy of that message on Watergate. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and this is a time that we believe you can enjoy the blessings of God as you worship Christ in the Sunday morning worship hour. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. I have a very special message this evening entitled, The Doom of Russia. What is the significance of the communist boss visiting President Nixon? What is Russia's place in God's program of prophecy? Who will win the war in the Middle East? And what is God's next event on His calendar? These are some of the questions that will be answered tonight at 7 o'clock from my message entitled, The Doom of Russia. We believe that Russia will play a leading part in the end time events. The Bible gives us a clear outline of what Russia is going to be and what Russia is going to do and the final demise of Russia. So again, my message tonight at 7, The Doom of Russia. What does the Bible say about Russia? What does the Bible say about the end time, the final conflict? Where will Russia be in the last and final and great climax of this age? These questions can be answered from the Word of God, and we will answer them tonight at 7 o'clock from the message, The Doom of Russia. So we extend to you a cordial invitation to be in the Sunday night service at 7 o'clock. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. We invite you to come today to share the blessings of studying the Word of God in the Sunday School hour at 10, the morning worship hour at 11, and the very special Sunday evening worship service when I shall speak from the subject, The Doom of Russia. That's this evening at 7 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. In the meanwhile, we want you to write us this week and let us know that you're listening to our broadcast. Let us know that you're joining with us in praying for a revival for our city and for our nation. We are emphasizing in these days the need for a spiritual awakening in America. We believe that our nation's greatest need is an old-fashioned revival, and we're asking God to begin that revival in the city of Fort Worth. Therefore, I'm calling on churchmen and church people all over this community to pray that God will send a revival to America. Join with us in praying for revival during the days of the summer, and come and share the revival services here at Worth Baptist Church during these days of a spiritual renewal. I believe it will be a blessing to you, and I believe God will enrich your life and your family and your home by being in the services of Revival Days here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We would be happy to have you and your family come today to study God's Word, to fellowship with God's people, and to worship Christ at Worth Baptist Church today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Greatest Power Shortage in History. I shall read one verse of Scripture from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that in these crucial hours and crises days in which we live, that we have an anchor in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank Thee for the privilege of broadcasting the gospel. It is our prayer today that Thou wouldst awaken in the hearts of the people of our city the awareness of the need for revival during these days. And may this spirit of revival permeate not only our city and our community, but this nation. And may the spirit of revival prevail around the world of Christendom today as men turn to Christ all over the nation and all over the world. Give us revival is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. These were the last words that our Lord spoke before ascending back to heaven. He spoke of power. We hear a great deal in these days about power shortages. Perhaps the most crucial area is the energy crisis. The following statistics will give us reason to believe that this is a matter of vital concern. On the eastern seaboard, for example, utilities have been cut back 8%. In San Antonio, Texas, the natural gas cutback has been as much as 2/3. Paul Harvey said the other day that in 1 week recently, 500 service stations closed their doors. Many stations open fewer hours and restricting purchases of gasoline. The experts are urging families to reduce their consumption of household utilities. All of this adds up to a power shortage all over the nation. We are so accustomed to an ample source of power that we hardly know how to react when anything is said about a power shortage. We go to the sink, we turn the faucet, and out comes water. We flip the switch, and on comes the light. We turn the ignition key, and the engine starts. All of this because we've always had plenty power. But we have come to the time in our nation when the experts are telling us there is a power shortage. Beloved, I see a parallel to this in the realm of the spiritual in 1973. There is a great spiritual power shortage. The church has all the ingredients of a great organization. It has buildings, personnel, money, methods, and people. But the church of 1973 has very little power. And the reason is this, because of the absence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Carl Bates, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Charlotte, North Carolina, said, and I quote, "If God called His Holy Spirit out of the world, we would go on doing 95% of what we're doing now and continue to brag about it." End the quote. And how true that is. In our world today, we are doing much in the energy of the flesh. But I ask you, how much is being done by the power of the Holy Spirit? The early church had very little of what we have today. They had no buildings. They had little money. They had no means of communication. They had a very limited means of travel. And yet, the early church made an impact on the city of Jerusalem and the world about. Why did they make an impact on Jerusalem? The answer is simple. Because they had the power of the Holy Spirit. When Saladin beheld the sword of Richard the Lionhearted, he marveled that such an ordinary weapon could have done such mighty deeds. Then it occurred to him, it was not the sword, but the mighty arm of Richard. When we look about us in the area of the Bible and biblical revelation, when we look about us in the world of Christendom and see the great things that have been accomplished since Christ died on the cross, we know it's not the human instrumentality. It's not the tool in God's hand, but it's the mighty arm of God, the mighty power of the Holy Spirit that has wrought such miracles as have been brought to pass in the days since Christ died on Calvary's cross. You know, as a Christian community, as bodies of believers all over this city, we can make an impact on the city of Fort Worth when we have the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives. And we can have the power of the Holy Spirit when we surrender fully and totally our lives to Christ. Perhaps all the churches of the city of Fort Worth should have a special Sunday when we would leave our cars home and walk to church or even hitch up the wagon. A day when we would close our buildings and meet out in the open air under God's canopy. A day when we would lay aside our fancy clothes and wear overalls and gingham dresses. A day when we would bring our dinner and stay all day in worship and praise to Almighty God. If we would do something like this and come to the place when we're dependent completely and entirely upon God, we could have the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives. The greatest power shortage in history is on today. I speak of the shortage of the power of the Holy Spirit. There is a shortage of the Holy Spirit's power as never before in the history of Christianity. The shortage is seen in the life of the Christian and in the life of the church. I read a story about a young Italian boy who had a desire to become a great artist. One of the greatest artists of Italy was his hero. When the great artist died, he went to see the widow of the hero to ask the permission to use the great master's brush. She gave it to him and admonished him to do better. Soon he returned with these words, "I cannot paint any better with his brush than I can with mine." You see, you cannot do any better with someone else's tool unless you have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. The widow said to him, "You cannot paint like the great master until you have the master's spirit." And in 1973, we cannot carry on the work of Christ as Christ did without his spirit. Like machinery without power, like a light bulb without electricity, like an engine without gasoline, like clouds without rain, so is the Christian without the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 at verse 16, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" What? "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God?" The Holy Spirit is abiding in the life of every believer. Every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit does not have every born-again believer. Christianity is not truth on ice. Christianity is the truth on fire. Someone says, "But I'm so small. I could hardly be an influence or power in the world today." Oh, yes, you can. The same sun that is reflected in the ocean is reflected in the lake, and in the stream and in the raindrop. And the Holy Spirit that has been and is in the so-called great spiritual giants of the past and of our day, the same Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, can be reflected in your life regardless of how insignificant you might be. There is a great shortage of the power of the Holy Spirit in the 20th century. When there is a shortage of the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you will lose the battle in your struggle against the flesh. Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5 that there is a constant warfare, the Spirit lusting against the flesh, and the flesh lusting against the Spirit. There is a battle going on in the life of every believer. And if there is a shortage of the Holy Spirit's power in your life, you are destined to lose that battle against the flesh. When there is a shortage of power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you will suffer the shame of producing a spiritual crop failure. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5 concerning the fruit of the Spirit, and he names the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, meekness, faith, temperance. Against such, Paul says, there is no law. These things can be produced in your life only when there is the power of the Holy Spirit abiding within and controlling your daily activity. Jesus speaks of fruit in John chapter 15. He speaks first of no fruit, and then of little fruit, and then of much fruit. Let me ask you, is there fruit in your life as a Christian? What produces the right kind of fruit anyhow? Well, out on the farm, it takes several things: sunshine, rain, and cultivation. But the most important thing that it takes to produce the right kind of fruit is the right kind of seed. If you want to reap the fruit of the Spirit in your life, you must be careful what you sow, and you must be careful where you sow. There's an old proverb that goes like this: you sow a thought and you will reap an act. You sow an act and you will reap a habit. You sow a habit and you will reap a character. You sow a character and you will reap a destiny. Here's some good advice. If you want a good crop, you must sow the right kind of seed. If you will take care of the seed, God will take care of the fruit. As we look about us today, we see an evidence of the power shortage in things that are spiritual. It shows up in the home life of believers, in the believer's relationship to his family. It shows up in the church life of the believer's relationship to the Lord. It shows up in the community life of the believer's relationship to the world. We must have the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives today if we are going to live victorious, overcoming, triumphant Christian lives. There is no way that we can meet the wiles of the devil. There is no way that we can have victory in our lives without the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, as we look at the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives today, we must recognize that we, as believers, belong to Christ. We do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God, and the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives enables us to serve Christ. You see, the man who has not the Holy Spirit in his heart has no desire to serve Christ. The man who has not the power of the Holy Spirit in his life has no desire to go to church. He has no desire to be a Christ-like person. But once the power of the Holy Spirit is in the believer's life, and once the believer is totally surrendered to Christ, the believer can witness for Christ. The believer shares his faith. The believer brings others to Christ. The believer becomes a soul winner. He has a desire to serve God. He has a desire to be in the church. There is today a great shortage among so-called Christian people of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, perhaps I've been speaking to someone today, and your life is not what it ought to be for Christ. You do not have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life as you know a Christian should have. There's but one thing that you can do about that. You can ask God to give you the grace and the courage and the strength to dedicate your life totally and completely to God. Yield your will to the will of God. Yield your life to Christ and ask God to give you within your heart and within your life overcoming grace to be victorious. And as you surrender your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit will take over in your heart, and the Holy Spirit will take over in your life, and you can be triumphant. You can live a successful, overcoming Christian life once the Holy Spirit has charge of your living. I trust today, wherever you are and whoever you might be, if there's a power shortage in your life, that you will this moment yield your life to Christ and ask God to give to you the power of the Holy Spirit for everyday Christian living. I believe God will do it if you'll surrender your life to Him and ask Him, even this moment, to give you the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. May I remind you once again that we would be happy to have you come and worship God with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. A printed copy of the message on Watergate will be given to every adult, one to a family, in the Sunday school hour this morning, the 11 o'clock hour, and then the Sunday evening worship hour. My message is entitled, The Doom of Russia. What is the significance of the communist boss being in America today? What place does Russia play in God's program of prophecy? What will be the outcome of the war in the Middle East? And what is the next event on God's great calendar of events? These questions will be answered from my message this evening, The Doom of Russia. We invite you to share it with us at 7 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your family, upon your home, and upon your life. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.